WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
Gas prices are finally on the decline. Prices skyrocketed at the beginning of the summer. Across the country, people were paying more at the pump. Now some relief has arrived. But why now? And what will happen to prices as the summer ends? We're asking someone from AAA of the Carolinas.
I'd like to say lower gas prices are here to stay, but it's just hard to say on where demand is going to end up.
This is WBTV's Good Question. For transparency purposes, we are recording this on Tuesday, August 2nd of 2022. We are joined now by Tiffany Wright from AAA of the Carolinas. Tiffany, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Wanted to start off with obviously the big jumps that we've had in gas prices over the last few months, it seems like. But gas prices finally on the decline, it seems, correct?
Yeah, in fact, Alex, we've gone down 7 weeks in a row that we've seen declines in the Carolinas. So, you know, that comes as some welcome relief. As you just said, it's been months and months of us feeling all the pain at the pump. So, yeah, we've gone down for 7 weeks in a row now, but it's too early to tell just how long and if that trend will continue. Again, it all depends on just where crude oil prices are going to end up. And they have recently just bounced back.
Any idea why prices have been declining for the last 7 weeks or so?
Yeah, so it really does. It all hinges on crude oil prices. And there has been some concern with the global oil market. Some concern, you know, regarding the fact of, you know, a global recession. Some concern over global supply issues. And if, in fact, that's going to affect demand. And so you did see affect global oil prices reflect that. So that's why we've been seeing, you know, a bit of a sharp decline, if you will, at the pump. Now I would say over a week's time, we've seen oil prices rebound about, you know, 4.5%. So that's going to translate typically into prices maybe remaining a little stagnant, if not potentially going up. But usually that takes a week, 2 weeks time for us to feel the effects. So it just depends on where oil prices are going to end up. As we know, they've been a bit of a roller coaster ride. The good news is for us, they've kind of been on the downhill of that roller coaster instead of on the upward trend.
Absolutely. Is it possible that prices will continue to drop significantly, or do you think we're getting close to bottoming out here?
You know, I don't want to say that we're bottoming out. I really don't, because just of where we were, I mean, think about it, just in North Carolina alone, you know, we've gone down 13 cents in just this week's time. So we were at $4 a gallon, you know, as far as statewide average goes a week ago. So I don't want to say that we've reached the bottom. I'd like to say that we're going to continue to decline. But as I've said before, you know, the oil market did rebound, you know, about 4%. So there is some concern there. The global market always reacts. And it's just hard to say where it's going to end up. You know, add to that, that demand is still, you know, relatively high. We do know that when gas prices were, you know, at their highest, you know, people were, we didn't think that they were going to change their driving habits, but our new study that came out said that, you know, about 50% of people did. They stopped driving. They drove less, I should say. They started carpooling. So a lot of those driving habits that over historically, we haven't seen that become an issue. You know, people did change their driving habits. I do think that affects demand. When you have less demand, prices tend to follow. Add to that a drop in crude oil prices, and that's why you see that decline. I'd like to say lower gas prices are here to stay, and they're going to continue to trickle down, but it's just hard to say on where demand is going to end up. Look, we're about ready to start school. You know, we're heading back to school, and a lot of times when you think about that, that's when our summer driving season ends. Typically, it doesn't end until we hit that Labor Day holiday, which kind of signals the last big hurrah of summer travel. But I think it all depends on where demand is going to end up and just where, you know, this is all going to land, because there's concern there's some concern over where this new variant is going to lead. And there's a little bit of, you know, concern there of shutdowns and more mandates coming along. So when you have that, you have a tightening, if you will, and there's already a tightening of supply globally.
I was just going to say, you mentioned the new variant emerging. For folks who are unaware, how many different factors can influence gas prices? It is not just cut and dry, right?
No, it's not. And if this pandemic has shown us this, I should say never ending. I hate to say that, but it just seems like we've been talking about this for so long. Just when we think we were coming out of it, there's a variant. Then we think we're coming out of it again, there's a new variant. When you have this, what the global oil market does is it reacts because it goes, well, I don't know if we're going to see a shutdown. Are we going to see a shutdown in China? Where are we going to see the shutdowns? And so the market reacts because it reacts to, well, are we going to see a less of a demand? And so that's why you see kind of the topsy-turvy, if you will, with oils, with crude oil prices and exactly where they're set. So I think right now there still is a lot of uncertainty. That's why it's hard for me to say right now how long this trend will continue. But for the most part, I think demand is still relatively high because people are still traveling. It's hot out there. People are still trying to squeeze in those last summer trips, and they're doing so. 90% of people are doing so with road trips. So we still have our roadways and highways very busy out there. But yeah, anytime you add a new wrinkle, you're adding a new variant, that affects everything across the board, as you well know.
Absolutely. Labor Day weekend, you referenced that earlier. Do you think we are likely to see prices jump for that weekend just because it's a holiday weekend, holiday travel?
I know that when we saw if Memorial Day was any indicator, if Independence Day was any indicator. Now, for Independence Day, I will say we were kind of on the opposite trend. Prices were going down for the Independence Day holiday. As for Memorial Day, they were actually going up, but that didn't stop people from traveling. Didn't stop people from traveling for Independence Day either. I suspect that that's what we're going to see for the Labor Day holiday as well. I think people are going to try and squeeze in that last family summer trip. So I think demand is going to be up, and I think we're going to see some busy roads out there with people taking those last summer trips of the year. But I don't think gas prices will play a factor right now because they are trickling downward. But it's just hard to say if these lower prices are here to stay.
I know that the crystal ball is very foggy right now. Any reason
Yes.
for folks to be optimistic about gas prices?
I think there is some reason to be a little optimistic because I don't think that we're going to see what we saw when we were having these just unprecedented, these record high gas prices. A lot of factors were at play there. And, we're just not seeing that with crude oil prices right now. I mean, crude oil prices would have to bounce back in just a, monumentous way for us to see any kind of prices up, than what we saw with these historical gas prices. That doesn't mean that prices aren't going to potentially rise and we're not going to see an uptick. But I don't think that we're going to see what we saw with these historical numbers. So I will say if there's any, bit of a silver lining, I'd like to think that those historical high gas prices are in the rearview mirror.
Any advice for folks when it comes to looking to places to fill up?
There's a lot of apps out there. AAA has an app as well. But I think the best thing you can do is try and combine your errands. Do your research ahead of time. If you're planning that road trip, make sure that you're mapping out your route ahead of time. We have an app where you can calculate your route ahead of time, and you can plan those stops so you are getting, the best gas price you can. We know that gas prices differ from state to state, so you want to make sure that if you have to fill up, you're going to get, the best price that you can. We know that right now it's costing anywhere from, $14, more than it did, I would say, 2 months ago or 3 months ago, to fill up. So, that's a lot of money, for a lot of families. So you need to do your due diligence and plan ahead. And the one thing I would say is don't waste gas and don't waste your time driving around trying to find the cheapest gas prices. Do your research before, in fact, you do jump behind the wheel.
That's a good point. You might end up driving and making up the
Right.
difference of that cost while you're on the way looking for the
Exactly. And
cheapest
then not
gas.
finding the cheaper, yeah, and then not finding the cheaper prices once you do, in fact, reach those gas stations. Yes.
I've got just two more for you, Tiffany, and then I'll let you go.
Sure.
Carolinas, should we feel good about being drivers in the Carolinas compared to the rest of the country when it comes to gas?
Well, I would say this, Alex. I mean, we're not on the West Coast, right? So I always say this, things could be a lot worse. And so if we look at where gas prices are in the Carolinas, would say we're about in the middle of the road. You know, we're not as cheap as, you know, say Oklahoma, but we're not as expensive as, you know, California. So we're right in the middle of the road. You know, there's not really a huge supply issue. We're talking about gas domestically. But, you know, we do know that in the Carolinas, we are a thoroughfare for people going to our area beaches and our mountains. So we're constantly busy, you know, throughout the year. We are, I guess you could say, a year-round destination, if you will, for people trying to get to our mountains and our beaches. So we are busy. But the good news is, for the most part, our gas prices are kind of in the middle of the road. So I would say that would be the good news that we could share.
Okay. Tiffany Wright from AAA of the Carolinas, we appreciate it.
No problem, Alex. You take care.
All right. You too.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Huga Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.